welcome to the You Bought What webcast.
Podcast. 2019.
Wow. What are you screaming about, dude? Screaming.
It's 2019. Wow.
This is Beej Gevsky along with
Daryl Silver.
What's up, D? I think we have an excellent podcast today. I'll tell you why. It's not just me, you, and Max. We have a special guest today.
Special is the operative word.
Oh.
It's Alan Denton.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Alan has been referenced in almost every episode of You Bought What.
He was our first, and always will be our first, loyal listener, our continual listener. But we've increased from one listener. We have more than one.
We have three that actually have contacted us.
Three.
Wow. Do they all get to come on the podcast?
What are the roles of coming on the podcast?
What are the rules? You show up to the podcast?
You have to listen to the podcast in order to be a guest on the podcast.
It's like Fight Club.
Yeah, don't tell anybody about the podcast.
Nobody is.
The super secret podcast.
Can I just tell you how disorienting it is listening to a podcast, and on the podcast they're going, you know, Alan's probably losing interest by now.
We're shocked that you're still a listener, but we're excited you're here today.
Alan, why don't you give us your CV, since I know all about you, because Alan worked for me for years.
Where are you from?
Because he's doing some really great stuff, and actually, I think we're going to get a lot of new listeners because we have Alan, because what you don't know, Beej, is that Alan is actually Twitter verified.
Yeah, I got the check mark. Yeah.
He has a check mark because of what he does. He's going to tell you about what he does.
Sure. So
where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
You two don't know each other?
Yeah, but I don't know where you're from.
I mean, we've spoken on the phone. Yeah. I was Daryl's assistant for about 2 years, so I've talked to Beej and stuff.
Does he look like how you thought he looked?
I'd seen pictures.
My mom always said I had a voice for radio, a face for radio.
It's very smooth. And I left being Daryl's assistant because I got a job.
When did you come here from Jersey?
When did I come from Jersey? 2007.
Listen, right. Beach, we don't need his origin story.
I like that more than working for you, dude.
There was a time.
What did you have to do for Daryl? Like,
I was taking phone calls. I was helping edit and write presentation documents and stuff.
Was he a good boss?
Yeah, he was.
All right. Was there like a ping pong table?
No. Oh. There was a treadmill that I didn't use.
It's like a gym / work guy.
Yeah. But anyway, I ended up leaving because I got a job on this Cartoon Network show called Sonic Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Back up. He was actually working on that show while he was working for me, actually.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Double duty.
Yeah.
I was freelancing until I could leave full time. And so I became a staff writer on that show and story editor on it. And it ran for a couple of years. It went for 2 seasons. And then after that, I became a head writer on a Nick Jr. show called Sunny Day.
Whoa.
Cool. And so that's what I did.
Live action?
No, animated.
Cartoon. Animation.
And then since then, I've been kind of developing stuff and other things I can't really talk about. But
wow.
Yeah, writing cartoons. That's what I do.
What you say on this podcast stays on this podcast. You are our only listener. You're only talking
Alan
to yourself.
Alan actually goes to like Comic-Con and people line up for his autograph.
Yes. Yeah. I give away
He's
some
famous.
Autograph.
So wait, why do you have a check mark on your Twitter account? Because Daryl tweets every minute.
I have
of
no
day.
Check mark.
Yeah,
no
he
check
should. Mark. I got a check mark. I was sharing a lot of Sonic the Hedgehog stuff from our show. Right. And I just sort of somehow I became the guy who was like the de facto PR arm of the show. So all the memes and the images from that show were just sort of coming from my account.
And what is your Twitter account?
It's at Alan the Writer, A-L-A-N the Writer.
It's not even under the Sonic brand.
No.
Became the Sonic.
It's just me. When I say de facto, I mean, I was just tweeting about the show a lot. And then, like, articles started quoting me as, like, as if I was the voice of the show.
And
or something.
Do you still tweet a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, I tweet.
I don't think you tweet a lot.
Oh, okay.
I don't see that many tweets from you.
I tweet maybe twice a day.
Oh.
Well, is twice a day a lot?
No.
Hey, that's more than me. Zero.
Yeah, it's two more times than me.
I don't want to annoy my followers, you know?
True.
Yeah, Daryl, on the other
I'm just trying to annoy all.
How many times do you tweet a day?
More. Speaking it depends if I'm in a bad mood.
Speaking of Twitter, what is our Instagram handle?
That's like, okay.
It's You Bought What? At You Bought What?
Have you been posting all your pictures?
On Twitter, it's at BoughtPod. Our email is BoughtPod@gmail.com, and our website is BoughtPod.com. Now, those of you who've listened to the show in the past,
what podcast number is this?
I think it's 10.
Technically 11.
It's double 11? Digits?
That's yeah. 11.
Is it? That gets around.
Congratulations.
But, it's been a lot. But it took us a while.
Big hurdle. Yeah, by the way, just for anybody who cares, which not many do, the reason why it's been 8 weeks or 10 weeks since we've done a podcast
yeah,
is because
is
every 3 days I've asked Beej to do this, and every 3 days he's been like, I can't. And I go, why? He goes, I just can't right now. I just can't right now.
He's going through the motions, man.
I'm tired, man.
I'm tired too.
And let's just give an idea. How many things have you bought in 8 weeks? Let's say 100 things, right?
Wow, I bought so
yeah,
much.
You
okay.
Should
okay.
Have
of
100
plus things that you've bought in 8 weeks, how many have you posted on our Instagram?
I've posted none because I told you until we're actually doing it again, there's no point.
There's
because then
much
they're,
point.
They're going to be dated.
They'll
it's going to be
spoilers.
So far back.
If
yeah,
posted
there.
Spoilers.
I highly disagree.
I will post over a dozen things after this podcast goes up.
Just because, like, let's take the NFL. Just because they're not in season, there's still news every day of the week.
Beach, how many things have you posted?
I'm on sabbatical. I'm on vacation. Christmas break, dude.
Christmas break. By the way, I had the worst Christmas break ever.
Wow.
I injured myself. I know that we've talked about this, Beach, and you know this. I do a lot of fun things like skiing, mountain biking, water skiing, a lot of crazy stuff, but I injured myself vacuuming my car. I pulled my groin, and I was
vacuuming your car.
Vacuuming my car.
It's the silent.
You
killer.
Did what?
It's the It's the silent. Killer.
You injured what?
I injured my groin, and I thought it
Are
was
you sure
a
it was vacuuming.
Yes, 100%. Okay. I thought I had what's it called?
How did the car do?
the car did well. I thought I had torn something.
Wait, speaking of cars, which car was this?
This was my car, the Volvo.
Because you should update us on your cars.
Yeah. By the way, people who have been listening,
Alan,
will know that Emma destroyed her second car, and we have now bought
a scooter.
No, that we still have that. Emma's still not driving. She decided not to take that up to school. By the way. So that's just sitting in my garage.
That'll be fun this summer, though.
You should put that in your storage unit.
Yeah, which is...
It all comes together, doesn't it?
It's all full circle. I bought a Kia Niro, which is a hybrid car.
Can you put a picture of that on the...
I will put a picture on it. Please? I will put a picture up.
What color?
It is...
Space charcoal gray.
Yeah, now, I have a spoiler alert, because Daryl likes people to come to him to deliver things. Was the car delivered to you?
No.
So the car was about 5-10 miles away from you?
No.
You wish.
15-20?
No.
A couple hours.
100?
I had to go to San Diego to get it.
How great is this car that you had to
leave
the
awesome.
County?
Yeah.
Should we talk prices?
Wait, where did you find the car?
Like, I found the car at a Honda dealership in San Diego.
So you went to like Honda.com?
No. This is back to cars.com. I found another place where it was called... I forget what it's called.
And you're telling me in the LA County, like Alan just said, there was nothing comparable that you could have gotten here.
Well, no. I can't actually say that because this car only came out in 2017, so it's a relatively new car. So unlike Priuses where there's just a zillion of them, people who bought their car in 2017 new really haven't – a lot of people aren't selling them yet.
Right.
And so – it just so happens that I found one in San Diego. I was actually looking all over the country, so I would have had it delivered. But I found one in San Diego, and the deal, of course, it was like $23,000 they were asking for it. It was like a 30-some-odd thousand-dollar car, very low miles.
Right.
And they said they said in the ad, we do not negotiate.
Wow.
Okay.
So then I negotiated and got it down to $20,500.
Did you get some floor mats with it?
I got floor mats from it. And it's a great car. It gets like
color.
A bazillion miles.
Yeah. Wait, who's the car for, by the way? Is it
Emma? We decided that Emma wasn't going to get a car for the next semester, so Deanna's driving it.
Okay.
And Emma doesn't have a car right now.
Wait. So you have a car, Deanna has a car.
And Emma does not have a car.
Wasn't there a theory going around that if you bought like an old junk car and put it in your driveway, that would be the insurance?
Yes, and I just have not got around to that.
Right. Okay, yeah. So you have two.
That's a lot of cars, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And a scooter.
And a scooter.
And a scooter. Don't forget the scooter.
Which is great. So we love the car. The car is great.
Cool.
And it's got floor mats.
Wait. So did you, it has floor mats. So you went to San Diego. Did you like go to the zoo?
No, we literally just drove. Deanna and I drove down there and bought the car and drove back. Now, this is interesting.
Wait, in one day?
In a couple hours. Right. I actually want to warn people of this. So I negotiated the car. This is how I negotiated.
Wait, over email?
Over email and over the phone. I negotiated. I got the price down, and I said to the guy, send me a piece of paper, send me an email that specifies the breakdown of every cent of the car. Okay? So the guy sends me, so when I get there, there's no surprises. I can have the piece of paper in my hand.
But
so
what do you mean by every cent of the car?
Well, you negotiate a deal, and then I said, now put the terms on, I need you to email me the terms, the very specific terms, exactly to the penny, what I'll be paying when I get there.
The out-the-door price.
The out-the-door price. So the guy was like...
So it's, we're saying like $23K around there.
Yeah, with tax, title, licenses, all that.
Okay,
so,
gas?
Actually, yes. So we get there and we test drive the car. It's great. And I say to the guy, okay, let's do the deal. So they bring me into the room with the finance guy.
Like their house?
No. This is the
dealership.
I'm so confused. Oh, so you're negotiating with a dealership.
Yeah, but I've already negotiated. So there's nothing to do but sign
papers.
So
you bought a car from a dealership in San Diego County.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So we get in there and I'm ready to sign the papers. The guy puts them in front of me. And the per month, because we're financing it, was supposed to be like $308 or something like that.
Okay.
And the guy puts it in front of me, and it says like $444 a month. And I'm like, what is this? And the guy's like, well, that's how much it costs. And I'm like, no. Like, and I'm looking at the base price and stuff like this. I was like, and I shit you not, Beach. They added in extras that add no value to the car, $3,500 without asking.
What's an example of that?
What did they add?
So they're like, well, we have this
a chipping system.
Yeah, we have this chipping.
Like a GPS instead.
Not only so there's this thing called the chipping system, which they
I thought there was no negotiation.
There isn't.
But they added all this shit in.
Yeah, so they put it into the car, and then it's not just that because they say that's $800, which is ridiculous as is because it's just a little thing. Let me finish. And so then what they do is they go, now there's also a fee, a monitoring fee for that per month. Yeah. We're going to put that over every month over the course of your loan.
Right.
And it comes out to like thousands of dollars. And I go, I don't want it.
But why would they think you would?
It's not. They just do it automatically no matter whether you, and I said
but
to the guy.
I thought you said, what's the final price?
I did. And then the guy, the finance guy, this is what the finance
San
guy
Diego.
Says. The finance Fuck guy em. Says, he goes, hey, look. I just do what they handed to me. And I'm like, you know this is bullshit.
Right.
I'm like, and of course.
Go back to LA.
He ripped. No, he took everything off that was added.
So it was a wasted hour.
It was a wasted hour and a half.
And so you got no chip?
No chip,
you
no nothing. It was within 50 cents to the price that
well,
I had.
Well, the chip is in the car. They just deactivated it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's already installed.
Okay, if the car is stolen.
Is your car?
I call my insurance company and I get a new car.
Yeah,
I don't care if they steal my car. Go ahead, steal my car.
All right. Were there any leftover CDs in the car?
No.
Is there a CD player?
Alan, what kind of car are you driving these days?
Well, I drove a Ford Fiesta here, which is actually my wife's car, because my car is in the auto body shop because I had a confrontation with a wall.
Wait. A confrontation?
The wall I was pulling into a parking lot. I scraped my car against a cinder block.
It was your fault?
Yeah.
How do you find the auto body shop?
My insurance company just recommended it. Yeah.
What did you were we honest with the insurance company?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I called. I said, I did this.
Hit a block.
I guess if I was dishonest, I would just say, you know, I don't remember how this happened.
Right. Oh. So here's what's interesting. I got hit a fender bender. Somebody hit me from behind, and we pulled over. I got their driver's license, and I called my insurance company, and they said, we'll take care of it. Don't worry. So they call up this guy who hit me, and he now doesn't return phone calls or emails,
and he
won't give out his insurance company, like all kinds of shit. So my insurance company is like, don't worry, we'll just take care of the repairs, and your insurance doesn't go up or anything. And I'm like, well, what about the dude who hit me? Like, isn't he at fault or responsible? Like, don't you have to go after him at some point?
Yeah.
They're like, no.
And it's just not worth their time?
Right. So I'm thinking, wait, so if you hit somebody and you just don't
answer your phone for a few days.
Yeah, you get away with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you should always take a picture of their license plate.
I did. I took a picture.
Well, he has the guy's contact info, right?
He has everything. My insurance company has everything of his.
Yeah.
And he just won't release the whatever he needs to for the insurance company. Like, I have no idea, but my insurance company, who's AAA, by the way, little plug there. We got some sponsorship on that. Anyways, they're like, that's cool. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. And that guy's off the hook. So I'm thinking, wait, if I'm in an accident, just don't answer my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, right? You got the most passive insurance company.
It's AAA, dude. You think AAA's AAA?
No, they're very conflict avoidant at AAA, yeah. I guess.
So this is what happened to my car once. So I used to have a Chrysler 300. So one night, Max and my wife decide to go to a concert into the city.
Were they driving?
Yeah, they took my car. So they go to this concert, and I walk out the next morning.
This was before Uber was popular.
Who was driving?
So they park the car, and when they come home the next morning, I go out to my car, and there's a big dent in my car. Wow. And I come in, and I'm like, what happened? And Deanna says, we dropped the car off, and the valet guy or somebody, you know, somebody hit your car while it's sitting there.
Right.
And I said, somebody hit my car. I'm like, that's so weird. I'm like, it was a very strange story. So Max comes in and goes, yeah. He's like, that's what happened, Dad. Like, somebody hit the car. I'm like,
sounds fishy.
I'm like, that's great. I'm like, okay, no worries. I'm like, I call the insurance company. Insurance company's like, no worries. It's covered, blah, blah, blah. You know, on and on and on. Everything's fine. So I take my car to the auto body shop, and there's this little man who owns the shop, and I said, I go, listen.
Little man.
He's a really little, like, foreign guy. And
interesting
I said,
detail.
Yeah. All and right. I said to him, I just remember I was looking down at him, and I go, and he goes, what happened to your car? And I tell the story. My wife and my son took the car to this concert, and they're, you know, when they came out, the car was, somebody had hit the car, and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, No.
Yeah,
and I go, what do you mean?
Fishy.
No. He goes, yeah, that is not what happened. I go, what do you mean that's not what happened?
Was he there?
I go,
did you believe your son?
Yes, of course I believe my son and my wife. And so I said, no, you don't understand. I said, my wife and my young son both told me that this is what happened. He goes, I know what they said. He goes, it's not true. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, they hit something with this car. Nobody hit this car. And I go, are you sure? He goes, I'm 100%. They're both lying to me.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, hold on a second.
But at this point have committed insurance fraud on behalf of your wife.
Well, my insurance would have covered it either way. So I go home and I said to my wife, I go, Deanna, I go, the guy says to me that, you know, you didn't get hit. Nobody hit you. That, like, somehow you hit something. She lies. She's like, no, that's not true at all. That
doubles down.
Oh yeah, she doubles down. She's like, no, I don't know what he's talking about.
You guys are still married?
The car that somebody, we came out and the car was hit. And I go to Max to say something.
Who,
now, Max,
by the way, Max is right here.
Yeah, Max. And by the way, Max was much younger. He must have been like 12 or 13, I think, at the time.
Well, you weren't driving.
And Max has Max has always been a sensitive
kid.
Were
you driving, dude?
No.
I think you were driving.
As a 12-year-old?
Yeah. Okay. I think you were.
So wait. So Max comes into
Tell me how else it was dented.
So Max happens to come
I'll
in the room.
I'll tell you.
So Max happens to come in the room at around the same time. And I'm like, I don't understand, Deanna. He's telling me that somebody did not hit the car, that it was you. And I'm like, Max, what happened? Max starts crying.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't lie anymore. Deanna had told Max that he had to lie to
me. Yes, I agree.
That she actually backed up and hit a post.
Right, so then they say, oh shit,
dad's going to kill me.
And then you come up with a scheme.
A scheme.
And boom, Detective Daryl over
lies.
Here.
Yeah. Right. And,
full
and,
of lies, and, my friend.
If it wasn't for that short guy, we would have gotten away with it.
Do you still go to the short guy, dude?
I don't know. He was a guy. I don't remember who he was.
He was just a guy.
But these two were so busted. And the look on Max's face when he started crying, how he could no longer keep the lie that my wife had got him to do was hysterical.
Wow. And now you bought her a car. That's fantastic.
And then
moral of the story.
And then my wife finally fessed up on how they had been lying to me all along.
I wonder how
it was
many...
like a 3-day lie, guys. Let's calm down.
How many followers do we have on the Instagram? Because I would like to see her new car.
I don't know. We have like I don't know, like 100 or so. I think.
No
way.
Let's keep lying. We have like 200,000 followers.
About three. Wow. We're lucky.
Yeah, you've
1 million
a lot better
listeners.
At it. You
yeah.
didn't cry this time,
right?
So Max will lie straight to his father's face.
Wow.
He'll get in cahoots with his mom. And and this has been a pattern. These two, like, in my life.
Not a pattern.
Oh, this is a pattern. So here's what happens in my house.
This is a podcast called You Bought What, yeah, not What Did I Lie About.
Max, did you buy
And
this?
I don't lie that often either, that or
often.
Ever.
That often. He goes straight to all that right, often. All right,
father, son, you can take this out of the
yeah,
dog park.
Yeah, this is not in
go
a
go to the
podcast.
Dog park, see some friends there.
There is no problem. I don't really lie ever.
Did you buy this orange thing that is orange, actually?
Yeah,
this
is the big thing I bought, like, three
episodes
ago.
I'm gonna upload on Instagram right now.
Ooh. Wow.
That's how I roll.
Plot twist.
Ooh. What is it?
Yeah, it's an amp.
I think he talked about this.
Yeah.
Previous
episode. Thank you, Alan.
Alan. Jesus. He never posted it, though. Did he ever post it?
I don't know.
I don't want to post it.
Alan is like our historian for You Bought What. He's that guy who keeps track.
Wait. Let's see.
What else did he buy?
Hold on. Let's see, though. Do you remember how much I got for it?
Oh, no.
$100.
Wait.
77.
Hell no.
Here's a good thing.
377?
No.
Let's ask Alan. Alan, can you list as best as you can things that we have bought and You Bought What that we've told you about?
Well, you bought paver stones.
Oh,
paper what?
Paver stones.
That was the first
the whole San Dimas.
Yeah,
one.
The scooter, of course. I remember Beej bought Yonanas at one point.
Yeah, I did. And update. Took it back.
Oh, okay.
Really? I love
never
it.
Update? We have two of them at my house.
I think these two schmoes talked me out of it. Okay. I was so excited.
I didn't. I supported the Yonana. Let's be chill.
All right, continue on.
Wait, you want me to rehash?
Yeah, I just
want to
see what you can remember.
He should have been prepped on this.
Yeah.
I'm not prepping anybody.
This is just weird that someone who wasn't here knows a lot about what happens when we are here.
He knows more than we do.
So you know, I'm going to talk about Rob.
Hold on, I'm posting.
Rob is another one of our listeners, and Rob was giving me and Beej both shit. He knows both Beej and I.
Hi, Rob.
And Rob was giving a shit because he's like, basically, you guys are the cheapest people I've ever met. He's like, the effort.
Well, that's the fun of it.
Yes, the effort that you guys go through.
Come on, Rob.
The effort that we go through to buy stuff, we could just buy it and just save so much time and probably money by just, like, working and earning more money. But I had to explain to him that this is a sport for me, at least me. Sure. I mean, this is a sport. And so I wanted to tell you something that I think Rob will absolutely lose his mind over when I explain this. So Amazon has an interesting policy when you return stuff. So half the time they'll just take it back and it costs you nothing to ship it back. It depends what you buy. Mm.
You
buy,
could,
like,
also drop it off at the Westwood Amazon store.
Yes, but
for free.
But Westwood is, it's an effort, because Westwood from where we live, the turnaround would cost more gas and effort than
I know you don't go anywhere. I forgot.
I don't go anywhere
except for San Diego.
Right. So I figured out a way. You know, obviously we all know that my daughter Emma is up in Berkeley. So I figured out a way, because on the Berkeley campus, there is a Amazon return. So what we've been doing is we constantly send up, like, boxes of stuff for Emma. And so what I've been doing is, when I have to return something at Amazon, I put it in Emma's box, ship it to Berkeley, and then she returns it, so I can save on $5.99 shipping. That is a lot of effort.
Wait, what? You do what?
So, but you're still
you
paying
return
to
what?
Ship
yeah.
that.
But I was going to ship that to Emma anyway.
Right, that's my question. Yeah.
I'm shipping something to Emma anyway, so I throw
how
the Amazon
how does this relate
thing.
Back to Rob?
Well, because Rob says how cheap we are and the effort we go through.
I think it's how cheap you are, dude.
To return, to do stuff, so I thought... That's an interesting story.
That's
great. Rob's a real piece of work.
Fucking Rob.
I don't think you should have more listeners. I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Alan's getting territorial.
Well, because Alan realizes now that this is almost a private podcast made just for him.
Jeez.
Especially now that he's got here.
Are we done yet?
No, we got quite some time to go. So...
Can I go home?
You can't go home. Has anybody watched Marie Kondo?
I think Rob has. She's the, what's she on?
She wrote the book Tidy Up.
Tidy Up.
And she
so
also
she organizes
has a TV show
shit.
Does it spark joy is
right.
her?
Why are we talking about her?
Well, because I've gotten on a kick to follow the writings and teachings of her.
Give us one. Yeah. No, so, I don't, let's not go on a deep tangent.
No. But you got to. You have to know 20 seconds of what she does. So she declutters your. She gets you to declutter your house. Okay. She gets you to get rid of stuff that you've had in your house forever.
Sounds like a cult.
Is that why you got a storage unit? Or
well, I did get a lot rid of a lot of stuff. So what she does is, like, like, for instance, you take all the clothes out in your bedroom, put them on your bed, and then determine what you haven't worn in a while. And
well, this is the Oprah 6 month rule, but go on.
Yeah, and then what happens is,
if you don't use something in 6 months,
you
get rid of it.
But the interesting thing is that you take the item up to your face and you say thank you to the item as you put it in the pile that's
right,
going to go away.
This is getting weird.
Yeah, this is getting a little
weird. And so,
have you done this?
I have been decluttering my house for the last 3 weeks.
Have you been whispering to your possessions?
I'm whispering to my possessions and I'm saying thank you as I get rid of them.
If you see something that you really don't like,
do you say,
fuck you.
No, but I think that's a good idea.
Do you really say thank you?
I'm going to start.
No, no. I'm trademarking.
I swear to God,
I do. From now on.
I think she already trademarked it.
No, she says thank you. The Bijgevsky rule is you take out all your clothes and the shit you don't want, you go fuck you.
Or go fuck yourself.
Right.
So I've gotten rid of a ton of stuff. And I actually saw an article the other day that said that Goodwills and places like that are overrun with product because so many people are actually turning stuff in after watching this woman's show.
But if, okay, got it. We could talk about shit I've gotten rid of. Strollers, cribs, I did all that shit. However, this is the You Bought What podcast, not the You Got Rid of What podcast.
Oh, he's got you on the technicality.
Yeah. And by the way, this, if we had like a, where's my tambourine, dude? I think this is a special section of You Bought What because Alan actually bought something.
Hey! Oh my God, yes. So right before Alan called me because we were talking about having Alan on, and he said to me, he goes, you could tell by tone, Alan says to me, hey, I bought this surprise box from Amazon. You think that would be good on the show?
I don't even know what that is.
And I said to Alan instantly, I'm like, absolutely do not open that fucking box.
A surprise box.
So it's not from Amazon. It's from meh.com.
Even more secret.
M-E-H.
M-E-H?
Yes.
What is meh.com?
A little plug.
The guy who created woot.com.
I need sponsors.
Woot.
Yeah, he got, which was one deal a day site. They got bought out. He created the competing site,
meh.com. Why haven't we thought of this?
And so they sell one thing a day. Usually it's steep discount.
Wait, it's the same idea as Woot.
Yes.
He got bought out and he started
He just made it again.
I love
it. Someone clearly did not do a clause that states a non-compete was not signed on this.
Right, yeah.
I think
so it's called med.com. Yeah. It's one deal a day.
Yeah. Okay. And so they had
a thing. They sell one item every day.
Well, there's one thing for sale. There's many copies of that thing for sale.
But
that would be funny if it was just one thing.
Wait, give us an example.
So
like,
the
was
thing
yesterday?
Changes every day?
I mean, it tends to be like a
headphones.
Like a stuff that's been discontinued, like a speaker dock that like looks like a beach ball and didn't sell.
Oh, got it. Okay.
You know, or just like it's usually
and they
weird.
Sell for like $9.99.
Yeah, they sell it super cheap.
Got it.
And they have this thing that they call the Instant Regret Kit.
Oh.
Which is for $10, they'll send you a box of miscellaneous junk that they could not sell.
Interesting.
And I have this box with me.
This is awesome.
This is phenomenal.
This could be a highlight of You Bought What. Right?
Yeah.
And it's been sitting in my closet for like 2 months.
Yeah, 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because
I got it in December.
I threatened him with an inch of his life if he opened that box before he came on the show.
Wow. So do we have, where's the box?
It's right here. It's right behind
you. Let's open the box.
I mean, where's the drum roll? I mean, aren't we in a music studio?
I think we should buy one of these every week.
This is a great idea.
Wait, how much did this box cost you?
So it was $5 plus $5 shipping.
Oh my
so
God, it's a bargain.
By the way, they should do the Amazon idea. If you spend like, if you do like a $25 membership, they do shipping for free.
Ooh.
By the way, here's the great thing. So, Alan.
Oh wait, let's get a picture.
Alan
of the box.
Alan was pulling a knife out of his pocket when Max took from his counter a much bigger knife, and it looks like Max has a switchblade or something that has been sitting on his desk here. So, this is fantastic. Okay, so he's opening the box. The box is about 18 inches by 12 inches high.
It's brown.
I'm
putting it up on Instagram, dude.
It is a plain manila box. He's opening the top now.
All right, Han, let's take a guess before
labeled.
We open it.
Oh yeah, are we guessing?
That's a great idea.
At least one item. What could you think could be in it?
I am going to say there is a fan that you a USB fan that you plug into any it's a fan that you plug into your iPhone that at the bottom that a little plastic fan there's some sort of little plastic fan in there. That's what I think.
All right, that's an average answer. All right, your
Beach?
Turn.
Wow, What's the mystery box? I'm going to say something.
How heavy is it?
Maybe 5 pounds.
Oh, it's that's big.
I'm going something coffee related, like a mug.
All right, that's a good mug.
Like, you know those like empty mugs you buy at Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever?
No.
And then you pour the coffee into?
Maybe. Yeah, it's called a mug.
I don't drink coffee.
We're going to talk about coffee because we have a new podcast going to happen called Buy Beach Coffee.
yeah. I don't
Max, what's your choice here? What do you think?
You
it
don't
is?
Have to.
I think it could easily be like a desk utensil. So it's like pens or like
desk utensil.
Office pens.
Max is going office supplies.
Office supplies.
All right.
It's like family.
And Alan, what do you think?
Well, I'm at a different point because I've purchased these before.
Wait.
I mean, they sell these a few times a year.
Oh, well, then you can't guess.
What's the best thing you ever got out of one of these boxes?
I got a Ninja blender once.
Oh, that is a good thing.
For $5?
Yeah, it was a $100 blender.
We do have to buy one of these every week.
Yeah.
They don't sell them every week, and they're very hot commodities. Week,
they go fast.
I'm buying it.
If you don't log on fast,
I'm quick.
Are you at a
disadvantage? We just got to have them sponsor us.
Are you at a disadvantage being in California when the people on the East Coast can go to mad.com?
Well, no,
first?
Because it triggers at midnight Eastern
Regional.
Time, but it's only 9 p.m.
Oh, so we have the advantage.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
I like this.
We're definitely getting mad.com to sponsor this.
Yeah.
Woot. He's opening it?
His old company, Woot, used to do the bag of crap. So he's literally doing the same exact thing.
He's opening
but
it.
But better.
He's got
it. Genius.
The box is open now. He's looking inside of it.
Do you want to see?
There's a bunch of things inside of it.
I need a picture.
It looks like he got that from a garage sale.
There's like three or four boxes and some sort of bag in there or something.
Yeah. I can't tell what that is.
This is fantastic. Okay.
All right. We got the unboxing. So let's go through.
A blanket.
A towel.
Towel set.
Some dish towels.
Dish towels. They're green with... sort of a pattern on it.
They've still got the tag.
Those run for $2 or $3 at,
right. I feel like this is, what's that show where they get the storage units? This is like storage wars. We're going to add up the value.
I've got some salt and pepper shakers over here.
Are they full or empty?
They're empty.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't send them full.
It's 99-cent store.
Yeah, they've got like pictures of olive oil on them or something.
Fantastic. All right.
This is great.
Let's see. Some sort of... Oh, this is a corset.
Let me see that.
Whoa.
A corset. A lady? Lady stuff?
Yeah, I got...
Do you have a lady corset?
You got two of them.
It's
two
a spandex made in China.
For both of your wives.
It's black. Yeah. Oh, you and your wife are going to have a nice time with this.
Yeah, these look like tights over here. They sent me tights and a corset.
This is be good for when you're doing your steampunk stuff. Together when
don't
you and your wife do your dress up.
I don't know what to
say. Let's.
This is a lot of shit for $5.
We're way over $5 now.
Coffee mug.
This is a
coffee mug.
We've got a telephoto lens for your.
I like that.
I like those.
I like
too.
That. That's good.
Nice. I like that.
Solid.
I've actually thought about buying that at one point.
That's priceless.
I would give you $1 for that.
Really?
Yeah, $1. Whoa. You could recoup some of your.
Are we doing real time deals? New segment.
What's next? This thing is chalked with...
I have bronzer for your face.
Nice. How much you want that for?
I'm going to send that to Donald Trump.
Yeah,
we're going to send that to the president.
This is such a random box.
Bronzing moisturizer.
I'm sending that to Rob.
That's hilarious. This is great.
Rob, you got some bronzer soap? Coming your way.
No, this is a little tap light.
Oh, my son.
What is it? Just a light?
Yeah, it's a smiley emoji.
My son would love that.
Face emoji.
I'll give you.
Is it
a speaker?
No, I got a quarter.
It's a little light.
It's just
that
a
you
light.
Can hang
battery
in the
powered light.
You hang the light in the closet and you can tap it. And
fantastic.
My son would love it.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Where can I buy one?
Oh,
that's always
like
helpful.
A big bag.
Grocery bag.
Branded reusable shopping bag.
What is it branded as?
From the Meh Instant.
Oh,
that's cool.
That's worth.
Wait. Does that come with every box?
Yes,
I believe
sure
it does.
That's a cool bag, though.
That's good for your grocery shopping.
Yeah.
So a reusable Meh shopping bag.
I like that.
This is a great segment.
This is fantastic.
I'm glad I didn't go home.
What is this?
We get a professional makeup brush set.
Wow, a lot of makeup going on.
Yeah, so this looks like it's like 24 brushes.
I feel like they need to have one of these for men and one of these for women.
That has to go for more than $5.
By the way, Beej is eating as he talks, as an FYI. Again, Beej has brought food for himself, offered none to us.
And now he's
chewing while we're doing a podcast. So let's continue on.
So we've got
I just didn't want the audience to think he's having a stroke.
I've got a case for an iPhone 6.
Oh. Wait, I have an iPhone 6.
Me too. Me too.
I'll give you a dollar.
Oh, so it's okay for you to give him a dollar. And,
wait,
oh, wait, the pièce de resistance, the last item.
A coffee mug?
This is looks like an alarm clock dock for your phone.
Are you
for what phone though?
Well,
how cool is that?
I think it's like get
looks like Android
smart silence dreamer alarm clock. I think you're supposed to plug your phone into the dock
by USB.
Wait, you're telling me you got that for $5?
No, it was $10 total.
Well, it's $10 total. Yeah.
This is fantastic, Beach.
Absolutely.
New segment on the show every week.
Alan can come back.
But only when I buy one of these?
I'm going to buy them every week.
Yeah,
I'm going to buy them
once
just
a month.
For this.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic.
They don't happen every week.
Every 8 weeks.
Mystery box.
You have no idea how much work I put into getting this.
Well, the reality is the show's now only on every 8 weeks. So there's a chance that we could get it. That is fantastic.
That was fun.
That was a great segment, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
Love that.
Can I go home now?
No, you cannot go home now. I have another announcement to make, and this will go into things that I've been buying. So I am on a diet.
What's new?
Wow, that took it down.
Me too.
Because what happened was...
Wait, you're on a diet too?
Yes.
How many diets we got going on?
Hey,
my son's on a diet.
I'm on
no
a
sugar diet.
Max weighs nothing. So he's clearly
I need
not
to
on a
eat
diet.
More. That's my diet.
So I just ate something.
So
how's your progress?
I'm going to tell you, first of all, let me tell you what happened. So when I hurt hurt myself, I was basically in bed or on the couch for 5 weeks.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
And during those 5 weeks, I got to the point where I was buying Australian licorice and having it delivered to me on Amazon. I was literally just shopping for food I could eat. I ate.
That's like the worst carbon footprint you can have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it red or black?
Red. Black is for the devil. So
interesting.
I ate such a large quantity of food over a 5 week period of time. I'm not exaggerating that when I stood up and walked to the bathroom, when I could walk to the bathroom, I had like new fat between my legs that were like moving together.
Ugh.
So I am now on for the last 3 weeks,
you
I am on
gone
a
to the dog park.
100%.
I couldn't walk.
Oh, Jesus. What did your dog do?
Did Max the kids took him around.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I do not believe that.
So what's your weird diet?
So I'm on a keto / low carb diet.
Can you explain keto, please?
It's basically you can't eat any sugar or carbs.
It's like Cheetos, but minus the Cheeto.
Nice one.
On a diet, Alan?
My daughter.
Yeah,
I've
lost about 10 pounds.
Why did you gain your weight?
That's good.
Why did I gain the weight? Yeah. I don't know. I just
wait. What diet?
You know, it was Christmas and stuff. I put on all this weight going to the wife's house for Christmas, and they're always like, her mother.
Feeding you?
Yeah, they're always feeding me things.
How dare they?
Showing hospitality.
The nerds of the nerds.
Are they local? Then.
No, they're in Minnesota.
Oh,
so they just sit around.
You can't move.
I remember with A Money, we were talking about Christmas trees in Minnesota, weren't we?
No, really? It was Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin, yeah.
But you know, your Total Recall's pretty good so far.
Thank you. So you went to Minnesota.
Yeah.
You ate a ton of food.
Yeah, pretty much. What do you do? It's snowy.
What
it's cold.
It's totally cold.
You ice fish.
So anyway, I have been.
Wait, stop. What? So what diet?
I think he has a more interesting story.
No,
what
I
diet
don't.
Are you on? He's on a keto diet. What are you on?
I've just been kind of eating. Now
butter.
I eat one meal a day.
One
and then,
meal?
And
oh
then I snack on fruit exclusively.
Wow. Fruit is very high in sugar.
Yeah.
How much have you lost?
10 pounds.
How much do you think you gained?
In Minnesota, well, I was on a slippery slope. my target weight is losing 15 pounds.
Oh,
so
right,
you're 2/3 of the way there.
That's good.
Man, you guys want to guess how much I've weighed since high school?
The same number?
No,
same number.
Max weighs less than what he was in high school.
Maybe by a pound.
Yeah,
170.
No,
170. He's like a buck 30, a buck 23, 150.
150 for the last like 6-7 years.
He weighs nothing.
Wow.
All right,
keto.
So anyway, so I have been baking. I bought
low
a shit ton of low carb stuff.
Nice.
I've been baking and cooking
low carb food.
That goes
back to the marijuana
food.
Conversation
low
we
carb
had
food.
In episode 2.
And
it's a long time ago.
And I have bought probably
the first time we did this.
What's going on here?
We're having an intellectual conversation over your story.
Alan and I are going to have a conversation while you guys are having a conversation.
We will get to your keto in 1 second.
Okay.
We need to know when our first podcast was so we can have an anniversary show.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, if you go onto the website or Instagram or Twitter, you can see when it is.
All right, Keto, go.
So anyway, I have bought probably like 7 different types of flour that are not flour.
Where do you buy the flour?
On Amazon.
You take pictures for the Instagram.
And I took pictures of everything. I will be uploading them.
Okay.
So I have like almond flour. I have like peanut flour, coconut flour.
Flour is like the base of a lot of baking.
Flour that's not flour.
Flour that's not flour.
You can get flour at 99 cent store,
no.
at Ralph's.
No.
Wait, so flour is the carb part?
Flour is the carb part, yes.
You can get almond flour at Trader Joe's.
Yes, I did go to Trader Joe's actually and bought a couple, but there was a lot of things that they didn't have.
Shout out to Trader Joe's.
Shout out to Trader Joe's.
And their disaster of a parking lot.
Yeah, hey, man, you're going to wrong
one. Everyone you go to, too. You
no,
think at some
not,
point
they do
learn.
That on purpose. No, they don't want to fix it. They do it on purpose.
Why?
Get people in and out.
They're about location. They're not about your customer satisfaction.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Go on. So you bought 9 boxes of
different types
flour.
Of flour. I've literally like at least 7.
Can you tell the difference?
Yeah, like because every recipe on Yumly.com. By the way, I'm getting all my recipes on Yumly.com. It's a fantastic app and a fantastic website.
So let's post meh.com and
Yumly.
I don't know where we're gonna post it, but we'll post it.
And I will post the foods that I've made also because I've taken pictures of everything.
There you go.
So do you switch out the flours? Do you make a custom blend of the flours?
No. I've been
that's
I
a
do
good idea.
I am so
over flour.
No. When I make a recipe, I stick so close to the recipe. I'm actually very good at it because I'm good at following directions. Max, you had last night for dinner. I made
delicious.
I made a zucchini carbonara.
Oh, it's amazing.
Nice. With a poached egg.
It's ridiculous.
For dinner.
I made chicken parm. I did.
Oh, but chicken parm is basically, if there's no breadcrumbs.
There were breadcrumbs.
Is no, then, it, then it's no carbs.
Guess what
I'm going
to have for lunch today?
What?
Chicken parm.
Ooh.
In fact, I'm going to make fried chicken this week.
Oh, interesting.
And instead of using breadcrumbs, you use, which I actually bought a couple days ago. You use pork rinds.
At some point, there should
wait,
be
wait, that's better for you?
Can you
yes, because there's no carbs.
That can't be better for you.
There's
agree.
No carbs and pork rinds.
There should be a You Bought What barbecue at some point.
All summer long, I'll be barbecuing.
I'm
fantastic
just saying,
at barbecuing.
There should be a You Bought What
yeah. barbecue. And only people who are on the show have visited get to come to the barbecue? Is that
they've
it?
Had to listen right. to the show
you,
to know
listen
that
to
happens.
The show.
Oh, am I going to have to see Andrew?
Seems like a pretty cheap barbecue.
Oh,
that's going to be awesome.
By the way, Andrew actually called me while we were on while we were recording.
That's gonna be cool.
Shots have been fired.
How was the? Does Andrew even listen to the podcast?
I don't know if he does or doesn't.
Okay, so we can talk shit. Okay. Why doesn't he?
I don't know if he doesn't.
Do you listen to the podcast?
I do listen to the whole podcast every time afterwards. No, Max does not.
Okay,
I have to listen to shit all day.
We like Andrew.
Yeah,
we
love Andrew.
He never
great.
Brought in a mystery box though.
No,
I love this. Mystery
Andrew
box.
Has to up his game.
Yeah.
If he wants to come
and
back,
way, that's calling Andrew out.
That's a shout out to anybody. That could be rule number 2.
Right.
If you want to be on the show, rule number 1 is that you got to listen to the podcast. Rule number 2 is you got to bring in something a little special because Alan's up in the game here.
Yeah.
So that's a hint to some of those other folks that listen to the show.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about what I need to buy. You guys ready?
Yeah.
I gotta get a new iPhone.
Oh, we just bought an iPhone.
You did?
My wife did.
Which one?
The like 10 or something like that, dude.
The $1,000 iPhone.
I'm not into this.
How about the Samsung Fold? Just double the
just
price for double the phone.
What? Yeah,
that just came out. You open it, and then you open it like it opens like that. Like you open it.
So
right.
like
it opens like this.
The
like,
old
like this would be the whole. This would be the whole phone. This is a.
Well, so it's a phone, and then you open the middle, and it's a tablet. So it's a double-sized phone.
So, like, this is on this side, on both sides.
Ooh, that sounds like a bummer.
Yeah, it's $2,000 stupid dollars.
Okay, so you need an iPhone.
What phone do you guys think I should try and get? Because right now I'm at the 6S, and it's starting to die. It's
wait, so my
out.
Wife had a 6S.
Yeah.
Hers just, well, theoretically, it didn't really die, but it's starting to die.
Yeah, mine's starting to.
So
way
so
past
that's
starting.
Interesting that if you have a 6S, maybe
the life on it. And did she try like upgrading the software on it too? Was she at like the highest software of it?
No, she definitely was not.
Okay, so that to me, I think has a big part to do with how your phone runs.
Oh, meaning if you're on the big software.
If you update your phone, if
that
you're
helps it
up to date, it helps it.
So are you?
It helps it because they fix problems, and when you don't upgrade it, they purposely make your phone fucked up.
Right, sure, planned obsolescence, right?
So where if you don't decide to keep going up,
your phone slows down. Where are you
going to
buy your phone?
So there were a couple spots. So I was originally, I've had lots of good luck shopping on Swappa.
Swappa? What is Swappa?
So Swappa
is like the
6 p.m. for phones. Do you know what 6 p.m. is?
I think we talked about that.
It's a shoe, whatever. But it's so Swappa is basically for refurbished technology.
Right. Speaking of shoes, are these the ones you bought at
Goodwill?
These are
the ones I bought. Yep. For out the door, $40, $35.
Nice looking shoes, man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
man.
I agree. Okay, so Swappa.
Swappa. So. So I was looking around on Swappa, Amazon, but Dad said that I should just bring the phone into Apple and exchange it for a new phone.
Ah,
interesting.
So what do you guys think?
It depends what their incentives are.
Well, they have like a turn in an iPhone 6 and you get a new XS for $599.
Okay.
Which is a pretty good deal.
Is that better? Can you get a phone for cheaper than $599 on Swap?
Well, but then you're getting a new one. You're not getting a used one.
Why didn't you tell my wife this?
She didn't ask.
Wait, who's your carrier?
AT&T.
So you should see what their deals are.
And you definitely want to stick with Apple.
I definitely want to stick with Apple.
Oh,
what do you got?
Well, hold on. This is a big conversation.
But it's not a bad conversation. I've gone back and forth. I'm
really?
One of the few that have gone back and forth and back and forth. True. I've had
you're a swing voter.
I had the V10 for a long time. LG V10 for a long time. Yeah. I had the Intercept, the Samsung Intercept for a long time.
You bought what?
I've been an Android cat for a couple times. It's not about that for me at this point now. I'm doing it for, I don't want the customizability on the phone anymore.
Okay.
I want it just
you're becoming an old man.
Wait, what do you have?
In the phone realm, yes, yes.
I mean, I've got kind of an old phone. I've got a Motorola Moto X.
Ah.
I'm on a plan called Republic Wireless, which is $20 a month for my voice, text, and data.
How's the service and stuff?
Oh, it is very spotty. I've had like important phone calls with executives, and I've dropped out of the calls and had to call back in.
It's like Dave's phone service.
Yeah, they lease space on the Sprint network.
Ouch.
Is how they do it.
And why did you
shoot? And then it tries to make every call over Wi-Fi. So if my Wi-Fi is like a little weird, or if I'm on some other network or something, it'll try to make the call through that Wi-Fi. And then if there's a problem, then the call just
dies.
I love that you're still on the system.
Here's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to Rob now dissing Alan for not having a phone system that's proper.
That we've heard of.
So that he can make money talking to executives.
I feel like that's one of those like midnight commercials for like old people, like buy this phone
Magic
system.
Jack. Right. Next he's gonna have cell phone service by Magic Jack.
Life alert cell phone.
So when are you gonna buy a phone? Do you have
I'm literally ETA? Trying to do it within the next Before the next podcast, I should have a new phone. I'm trying to decide which version, because the iPhone 8 on Swappa, which is not the X.
How do you spell Swappa?
Swappa.
Okay.
The 8, which is not the XS new whatever, I can find for like $350 refurbished or whatever.
Okay. I'd go new for $599.
New.
Yeah.
Okay.
At $599.
I would do new.
I wish I knew about the $599.
That helped me out.
By the way, somebody tried to rip me off 2 days ago. You want to hear about it?
Were you trying to buy something?
So I was trying to buy something. So I bought on Craigslist. Deanna, we've been slowly redoing the backyard since Pavergate.
Ooh.
And, Pavergate, I love it.
And so we decided that we wanted it on the back wall, on the pavers.
Has anything broken in your house recently?
Yeah, it has. We wanted to get a large bench in the backyard to put on the back wall.
Okay, you spend a lot of time lounging around in your backyard.
Yes, you've been to my house, Alan. You know of these things.
Well, what's the purpose of the bench?
The bench is because
I'm very infrequently invited to your house.
Yeah, well, we're going to have barbecues now.
Well, because we have the pavers now, where that area is used to be dirt, and it was the only place that, because there's a wall that is now shaded because of where the sun sets and rises. So we figured we're going to put some, in the summer it gets very hot in Los Angeles, so we're going to put some seating areas so you can get out of the sun, okay? So we decided to put a large bench. Wait, so
you have an awning over your patio.
Yes, but we wanted more areas. So so
just build a roof over the whole pole.
So I found this bench on Craigslist.
How long?
It is 105 inches long.
Okay.
And probably about 5 feet tall.
Can you do the math?
Wait, who's gonna sit on this?
Wait, no, 5 feet tall.
No, but there's a large backing to it.
Oh, okay.
And,
oh, the math on 105 inches.
What?
Yeah, later today.
And so
I'll post it on Instagram
while I'm shitting.
Of course, Deanna liked it, and so we negotiated a deal, and I got it for $200. I think it's worth close to $800.
How much were they selling it for?
It was $250.
And it was on Amazon, you said?
No, it was on eBay.
eBay.
I'm sorry, Craigslist.
All right. Did they deliver it to you?
No delivery.
Wow.
So, of course.
How do you get something 100 inches into your car?
I'm glad you asked.
On your scooter.
I'm glad you asked. So, I have a tow hitch on my Volvo. So, U-Haul's great because for like $15, you could rent a trailer. You put it on the hitch, you drive down there, and you go and get it.
Okay, so it's $200.
So, $200. So, I go to U-Haul, and the little electrical piece that is supposed to plug into the hitch so the lights work had been dragging and was no longer working.
Ooh.
So I said to the U-Haul guy, since I had it installed there and I had a warranty, can you fix this? And he goes, I can't because yes, it's under warranty, but the electrical isn't. I said, okay, well, what would it cost me to do? And he goes, I can't fix it. Just period, he wouldn't fix it.
What are we talking about?
There's a little electrical piece.
So that the lights work
on the trailer.
Do you really care?
Well, they won't rent it to you unless your lights are working. They check your lights.
Yeah.
So he says to me,
can you just rent another trailer?
No, it's
you can't drive with a trailer that doesn't have
the part on my car.
To get another trailer.
No.
The
part on my car was broken.
Oh, your car.
So the guy says to me, there's a shop down the street you can go to that will do it. So I go there and the guy says, "Yes, we have the piece. It's like $20." I said, great, because really, I figure you just cut it off and then put it on.
So $20,
right? And he goes, and it's gonna be $110 for installation.
Oh.
And I said to the guy, I was like, this will literally take you no more than 5 minutes. He goes, that's what we have to charge you. I go, well, this is ridiculous.
Really?
I'm like, I'm not paying.
Sell me the part. You do it yourself.
I said, I'm not paying $130. And the guy says to me, I swear to God, he goes, well, you could go to the AutoZone down the street, and there's a piece for $10 that you could just clip on. So the guy says to me.
Oh.
All right, so you
said this guy's a bro.
So I go to the AutoZone, I get the part, I go back to U-Haul. The guy gives me tools, I put it on. I realize that I bought the part that is supposed to go down the trailer, not the part for the car.
That's why it's $10.
I take it off. I drive back to the AutoZone. I return it. I get back for the part of the car.
Yeah.
The part for the car. I go back to U-Haul. I put it back on. Done. Under $10, I was done. These guys want to charge me $130. It cost me $10.
And all it took you was 6 hours. Very important
Reminds
day.
Me so, of, yeah. Okay.
So then I drove down.
To
Santa Monica.
Okay.
With my wife.
Far. We're talking. Weren't we just talking about like?
It's like
Westwood for
six,
Amazon.
6-7 miles.
Yes.
And now you're going to
Santa
Monica.
But this
Monica?
Is for something that's $250.
You can't find this bench everywhere, Peach.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan.
Osh wait,
this is an $800 bench.
That was an assist.
Right.
Daryl's thoughts.
The mind of Daryl.
The mind of Daryl.
Okay, so you go to
it
Santa
It might be
Monica.
$5,000 bench.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. They got it for $399. Yeah. All right, so you go to Santa Monica.
Yeah. And now I have to take it apart because there's parts that were it was actually drilled onto their wall that they had. So I took it apart and we brought it home, and now it looks lovely. And I bought for my wife other things she wanted for my wife. All of a sudden has become Zen. She's in this whole Zen world thing. So I've been buying my wife Buddhas, and I actually bought two Buddhas
while in Santa Monica.
Oh,
on Craigslist. Actually, one on OfferUp and one on Craigslist.
I thought we were talking about a bench.
Well, the reason I tell you is that there is a Buddha now sitting on the bench in the backyard.
At least somebody uses the bench.
Yeah, exactly. And that is
your bench story. Are you going to take a picture of the bench and the Buddha?
I'm going to take a picture of the bench and the Buddha. I want to go through a couple things.
Wait, real fast. When are these pictures going to be posted?
I will do it today.
Okay. All
right.
We have that on record.
Okay,
we'll
so
see.
We will see.
The rest of the episode is going to be dedicated to two things.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Max still lives with me, and he's almost out of the apartment.
In the Max Minute.
I thought you really, really wanted to move out.
We're coming close.
And then we'll go to the Max
you.
Minute.
I don't believe you.
Max, here's how Max has searched for an apartment for the last 3 months. He's done zero searching.
That's not okay. True.
And wow. I go online. I find apartments.
Nothing and
I've done
happened.
Searching.
I go Max. Online. What's, I find apartments.
I've done
and
searching
to,
and I've gone and checked out places.
Only after I find the place. All right. So not now we've gone from Max wanting to live alone to it makes much more sense to Max
what
having
a roommate.
Wait. Makes much more sense to for Max having one roommate. Now he's up to two roommates.
Here's my prediction.
Okay. We're looking
you
at three-bedroom apartments now.
You and Emma will be living together in 2.5 years. What is it? 2 years?
No, Emma's going to be traveling.
Live with your sister.
She'll be traveling?
Yeah.
All right.
And so now Max, supposedly this weekend, will be going with his friends to look at three-bedroom apartments.
Wait.
Three-bedroom apartments.
Like a party house or something?
Yeah, it's right house in the valley.
Well, it's just cheaper.
That's awesome.
Okay. There it is. Okay.
Can we set up a studio in one of the bedrooms?
You're in a band, right? Is this with the band?
No. I wish it was.
Because that's where creativity happens. How's if Dynamite? You have like a recording
Well, it's with room? It's with other artists, but it's not with my band per se.
How's the Roxbury going?
What?
That was a really far like.
Did you play the Roxy?
The Rainbow Room. Oh. Dude, I have some news for you guys.
You're selling lighters.
Talk about you bought what?
You sold some lighters.
So the Rainbow Room, as you guys know, doesn't really pay the bands to play there.
I did not know that.
Oh.
Even though they should be.
It's kind of like improvs.
But what we also found out recently, last night, is that they also don't pay their sound guy.
Oh.
Maybe they need a sound guy.
So how
I am not available.
Yeah. How good is the sound from this volunteer?
Not worth what they now have asked of the bands to pay the sound guy for coming down, not only having to pay for parking, but now we have to spend $15 on top of parking for the sound guy.
Okay, get a sponsor.
To do sound, honestly, it's like whatever sound. And this guy, I've watched him. He's not doing sound like I do sound. I'm a sound guy, a professional sound guy. This guy is not doing what I am doing.
Can you bring your own sound person?
Dude, can't you do
BYOS?
So hold on.
Somebody's girlfriend could do
sound? But the problem is there's bands before us, and I don't want to be responsible for everyone before us. I'm playing. I'm the musician this time. So So the guy hit me up. The show's Monday, by the way. He tells us this yesterday. After we've played there multiple times without this crazy...
You played almost a dozen times.
Yeah. So my guys are like, oh, well, you know, let's just make this the last one or whatever, and we'll just do it. I said, no, we're not paying that. That's if anything, they should be paying us because we bring people to come drink and hang out. And,
and this whole fight is over $15.
$15, and they were like, dude, let's just play like one last time.
Line in the sand.
Talk shit. I said no.
Line in the sand.
Exactly. Wow. I said no because I'm around this shit all the time. And
we're gonna play.
So I texted back the guy and I was like, look, man, you know, he starts it with, oh, did I forget to tell you? That's how he started the thing. And so I said,
the booker's taking the money.
I agree. So I said, hey, man, I'm sorry. Never got wind of this, but unfortunately, and I had a second band booked. I brought in a second band too. I'm like, unfortunately, us and the other band cannot play due to these circumstances.
Oh.
Yada, yada, yada. I appreciate the opportunity, but we sadly cannot.
See
we're out.
Yeah.
1 minute left.
So where are you going?
So he texts back. Well, you know, because it's last minute, I'll split it with you guys. I said,
sorry, my man,
that is not our policy.
Line in the sand.
That is not our policy. We are not about to pay.
If you sold seven lighters, you could pay them.
But we're not about to pay for someone who's not doing like an outstanding job.
Yeah.
At a spot that we've not had to pay like 13 times to do this exact same thing.
I hear you.
And finally, the guy's like, all right, well, I'll cover you guys if you guys just come play this show.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, there we go.
Is this a farewell show, you think?
Farewell tour.
This is the farewell series of the Rainbow Room. Yeah. Unless he wants to keep paying us to come play.
So, Max, I have a question. Now this brings us to the my favorite part of the show.
Max Minute.
But, you know, musicians, don't get fucked just because things change.
I think that was Max's Minute. I'm looking forward.
That's Max's 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, we've been gone for 8 weeks. Max now rates the show.
Wow.
Can I go home?
That was pretty smooth, though.
Yeah.
I mean.
You did great.
Yeah.
Max, what do you think of the show this week?
I mean, what's our highest one?
An eight.
Eight was our highest, I think. Man. Well, Alan may know what our highest was. I don't know.
Alan is the show historian.
I don't know. It's up there. I would say if it's not an eight, it's definitely a close 7.9.
Wow.
I think I think what could have made it an over an eight would be
background
minus
noise?
The room. Yeah.
Okay,
but
I want to finish with Alan real fast. So
sure. You
get these boxes from Meh.
Yes.
And there's definitely an array of products.
Yeah.
Will you sell back
any of
these
products?
What do
you do with the products?
Sometimes I try and sell some things. Where do you sell it? I throw them on eBay or something.
Wow.
This stuff, I don't think I'm going to sell. Maybe I can sell that clock if I don't want it. I could try that speaker dock. I'm probably going to donate a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I'll use the dish towels.
Yeah, yeah. I would too, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I'll find somebody to take the makeup kit.
Yo, that lens is cool, man.
Yeah, that lens.
For
yeah.
some
the,
promotional
that's
the
stuff. Yes, resistance.
Oh,
you could sell that.
You got to use
too.
That.
I got to.
You can make your money back.
That's a cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You
could
you have
sell
to at least
pictures
open that up
take
and try
it.
Yeah.
Even if you're going to go give it away,
it's
to
really
afterwards,
cool.
You got to try it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give
but
it.
But is that what you usually do? Like just you donate or you give them or
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, my wife hates it because I just bring clutter into
right.
the into
you
the
should
home.
Talk to Daryl's girl.
Now, does your wife listen to the
who
show?
Was, wait, who is your girl?
Does she listen to
you bought
what?
What?
No.
But who is your declutterer?
What do you mean? Marie
Kondo. Oh, yeah, you should listen to Marie about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if this brought me joy?
I don't think it maybe it will.
Do you say thank you?
Thank you.
you say,
I'm definitely starting the Beechkevsky cluttering, and you say fuck you to the things you don't
he's
want.
Like, I'm gonna,
you
Beech,
sucked.
Beech
you were the
gonna,
worst.
Beech is going to
haven't worn you
Beech
in a year.
He's going to go to Goodwill, and he's going to buy 40 t-shirts for a quarter of piece. Never to wear them, just to say fuck you and put them in his closet.
I'm going to do. I'm going to do a web series on this
where you actually clutter.
I'm going to do a daily. What is it? A daily like website of what I'm getting rid of.
By the way, Beach, we just made a new
it's called
digital
Twitter.
Short called Clutter.
It's called Twitter.
Where we actually clutter up people's houses. We just bring a ton of things to people's houses.
Take it.
And we just go, we just show up and go,
idea.
Fuck you. All right. Well, sorry we bored you, Beach. But I want to thank our special guest, Alan,
that
for
was
coming.
That was
Alan did
a pleasure.
Fantastic job today.
Thank you.
The first person to bring in props, I got to say.
Yeah.
Props
the
for
game.
The props.
I'm the Gallagher of You Bought What.
Gallagher.
I was thinking more of the Carrot Top. But
wow.
That was, I don't know if that was
a
solid.
Well, no, people in comedy know that's a diss.
Yeah.
Because comedians inherently don't like.
I'm not trying to diss Alan. Alan was dope.
No, Alan did a great job.
What's wrong with Carrot Top?
People, comedians
he's a prop
don't like
comic.
They don't like prop comments. They're very against prop comments. So
only
you can,
two of them.
Just to remind you, you can find us
you bought what?
On our website at botpod.com.
Wait, are we forgetting
on
anything?
On Instagram at You Bought What. No. On Twitter at botpod, and our email is botpod@gmail.com. You can find me at TV Daryl.
Oh,
hey.
Beach, where can we find you?
I don't know. In Studio City.
Alan, where can we find you?
On Twitter at Alan the Writer, A-L-A-N the Writer.
You can find me at a coffee shop because my new series, Coffee with Beach, if you ever want to buy me coffee,
okay.
That's what you know what to do.
I just like that, you know, everyone's got their tags and you're just like location.
Coffee with Beach.
location.
You can find me on Instagram at Maxime Adams Music, but you could find Beach at the local coffee shop.
Wait, Alan, what's your Twitter again?
Alan the Writer.
And do you have Instagram or anything like that?
I'm not on Instagram, no.
You're just Twitter.
Just
guy.
Twitter.
We are at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've put so much work into
me too,
the
onto Instagram.
And stuff.
By the way,
yeah.
I can't ditch it
He's
for another service
now. When you become famous, that's what you do.
We also had music today.
Yeah, I never got into Twitter. It was not my game.
All right, guys. It's over. Great job.
Yay.
We'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye bye.
coming home. Bars low, tech slow, no goodbyes, no exo. My flight delay, no echo. Cause the plan's urgent. I'm trying to get home like the men's version. Emergency until I see you, and then you can hold mine like a hand surgeon. But let me take your boat off with a nest part of that so I can show off. You my gift that I can't get until I get to that front door. It's fluorescent if I leave with the lights on.